أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in our continuation on 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we turn our attention to those who are distanced from the mercy of God. Now, without a doubt, as we begin this discussion, we realize and we accept the fact that God is extremely merciful and mercy-giving. We refer to him in the Quran in 113 opening verses of the 114 chapters of the Quran with the titles of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And obviously we know that one chapter of the Quran, chapter number 9, does not begin with these two attributes. And there is a specific reason for that, which we will not get into today. However, the question comes up is that if God is all extremely merciful and compassionate, his mercy expands over the entire universe, over everything in existence, how can we say that there are people who are distanced, who have been kept away from God's mercy? Obviously, first and foremost, we realize that this is not due to God and a lack in his ability, but rather it is due to the individual themselves. Let us, with that thought in mind, go to reading this hadith for today, and we'll come back and do a quick reflection on what it means to be distanced or to be removed from God's everlasting and never-ending kingdom of his mercy, his pardon, and his forgiveness. In this tradition, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says the following statement: may the one who has water and earth at his disposal, however, is still in a state of material poverty, be distanced from God. We see in this tradition that the Commander of the Faithful, he uses a very interesting analogy, a very interesting concept that he's bringing forth. And he says this, he says that if somebody has, and I'm paraphrasing the tradition here, but he says if somebody has at their disposal water and earth, ground, and they are still in a state of poverty, they are still in a state of need and want from, because of the state that they find themselves in, then that may they be distanced from God's mercy, from God's grace. Now, what does this mean? How do we understand such a tradition? What the Imam is saying to us, what he wants to convey to us, is the fact that really people should not be in a state of poverty, first and foremost. That God has put many things within our disposal to use, to make use of, to earn a livelihood, to earn an income. The Imam gives an example of water and land. You know, we see that within the world today even. You have people who own land. They can do something on that land. They can grow crops. They should be able to be self-sustaining, to be able to take care of themselves. Obviously, we know that there are a lot of other intricacies that go on with this topic. But generally speaking, the Imam is showing us that when you have so much natural resources at your disposal, a believer, especially a believer, should never be in a state of need or poverty. You know, we know as believers that we have been given so many abilities by God. We have this brain that we can use. We have the ability, many if not the majority, to go to school, to get a degree, to get, you know, go for post-secondary education, to get a career, to earn for ourselves. Many people end up opening their own businesses and doing something to make their income. In summary, there are so many ways that God has given to us, to each and every one of us, to be able to either work for somebody else or to do for ourselves and to earn income and to take care of ourselves. And indeed, as the Imam says, that if we, with all that we have been given, with all that God has showered upon us, all that we have at our own disposal, if we still are not able to use all of this and to make the best use of all of the abilities that we have, both the mental ability, the physical abilities around us, the things that God has given to us, if we can't use all of this and we find ourselves in a state of perpetual poverty, then indeed we are in a very bad state with God. We are in a very bad situation, and we have to realize that we need to pick ourselves up
and we need to do for ourselves, and that we need to make the best effort that we can do to make ourselves and our families and ultimately our community and the Muslim community on a whole self-sufficient, not dependent on anybody else except for one another within the confines of our community and our religious followers. We ask God to give us all the ability to be self-sufficient, to be able to make the best use of all of the things that He has given to us, and to make sure that we are able to be a community who are strong, who are economically a strong power base, and that we can do for ourselves and take care of one another at the family and at the community and at the level of our societies. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.